In Raleigh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was born in Cobb County. That's in Powder Springs, Joey. That's the other side of Marietta.
On the other side of Marietta?
Yes, down around Marietta. I don't know where it's Powder Springs is. I ain't been back since I was born.
You're right.
It's around Marietta.
Okay, and how long did you live there?
I don't know how long my mom and them kept me there because she never told me. She just said I was born there.
Okay, but you said...
But I stayed in Marietta till I was 10 years old.
Oh, so they did take you to Marietta, because I was just trying to figure that part out because you kept saying they wanted to go back to Marietta.
Yeah, see, they moved. My daddy was a farmer. An old man lived here in Raleigh. My daddy used to like to go to church a lot. And he met Reverend Kirk. He was a preacher here named Reverend Kirk. And he lived on this white man's place. And he liked to pull fodder. My daddy pulled fodder. I guess you know what that is, dude. Well, it's corn, and you pull the leaves off of the horses and cows or whatever they want to eat. And my daddy was a great farmer. He come from my mom, Gail and their mama come from.
Oh, he came from county to county?
County to county. That's where he said he come from. That's where he said he come from. And he's told us a million times about coming from county to county, to Marietta. Mm. But he didn't originally was born in Cayuga County. He was born in South Carolina. And he said his mother was sold to a white man named Mr. Said he never will forget his he coming, him and his mother and his two brothers got in an old wagon and they drove to this man's house. This big old man was sitting up on a porch with a big old pipe in his mouth. Said he never will forget it. And is him and his mother and brothers were brought there, and that's where they so. We were supposed to be to the.
But you went by the white.
But we went in the white man's name, down in South Carolina. That's where they would come to. And he said his mama had to bear bread and bear food under the house, back in the war times. He said and to keep them from coming and taking the bread and stuff away from. But I've heard that, and people have read that in the books about how the people would take bread and stuff away from people. Hadn't y'all read it in the books?
Wow. Yeah, I had never heard that before. That's interesting.
Oh, you hadn't heard it? Well, I heard them say they'd take bread away from them. But he said his mother, that they'd done that to his mother. But you know, I never heard him speak of her daddy. I don't know why he never did speak of daddy. Maybe the daddy, maybe the white man just gave the mama a living and they stayed on his place, I guess. But I never heard him speak of his daddy. Mm. But I often hear him speak of his mama all the time.
So then when you moved here, where did you grow up living in Roswell? Where are the places you've lived in Roswell?
Well, one of them was up the creek from up. Where down below, where Gil knows where it is. That's where we moved to. We went up Oxbow Drive and on up to. We lived and we went on up to. Up down where does Maddie and them live up that way? What's the name of that place? Well, we crossed that bridge there in front of Maddie's house. You know, it's a big old bridge and went up that hill. But Dan Goins used to live in his house back up in them woods. Well, we come to, and they, Laura and Kate and them used to live up there. They said when they lived on no man's place, we come to a man's house. The man brought my daddy to Raw. His name was and Reverend told him about this man needing somebody to pull fodder. He said, bring him over here, and my daddy come out. Me and Lena used to pick blackberries all up and down and draw the road, and we'd be together and we'd sing. Wonder where this road ends at. You would see Relina say, you know it's got to end somewhere. I said, but it says Rawl Road.